Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hey, Pete, let's talk about the S&P 500 and the NASDAQ yesterday closing at all-time highs. And I suppose it's all related to that talk that this China-U.S. trade deal, at least phase one, might be happening.
100% that spiked the markets yesterday, Dave. Huge move to the upside that actually... We watched it kind of fizzle, and then by the end of the day, completely accelerate back up over 200-plus points. So it was an interesting day, and now today's gotten in because the president has sort of gone back and forth on what's really going on. So we're going to know a whole lot more in about probably the next 6 or 8 minutes because the Chinese are going to actually give us some sort of a rundown on where things really are in this trade war. But it's been volatile, Dave. We've had a lot of movement for a long period of time. We've gotten a lot closer, and I think clearly the market reaction would be extremely bullish if things continue to look like we're going to see more action between what's going on in this trade war.
Yeah, again, Pete, I'll emphasize that's a phase one, and I'm not sure what that phase covers, one. But I'm guessing that doesn't cover everything.
No, phase one is, you know, it basically is just kind of an insurance policy to say we're both going to get together again. We're going to continue to work on things. And it really is, it's more of something for us to all look at and talk about. And I don't know the problems, but at least it's a step in the right direction. And that's what everybody's looking for.
Hey, this big Brexit, or the big vote, I should say, in the UK, and of course it is Brexit influenced. Does that swing the markets in any way?
You know, it will, but I think it's going to be more temporary, and I think that there are more pressing issues going on right now, especially, obviously, the trade war that we're talking about here, because that affects not just China, but there's a lot going on with Europe and obviously tariffs and everything that the president has been fighting for. And so because of that, I think the Brexit is a little less meaningful. Now, it's something that everybody, I think we generally, as market folks, I think we expected that to actually be the case that Boris is going to get there, but so I don't think this is a huge surprise, and so otherwise I'd be a little bit more nervous about what might be there to come. But I think because of this not being a surprise, I think the markets, you know, and if you look at the market right now, Dave, not a whole lot of reaction. They're just waiting on one thing, and that's China and the U.S.
Hey, Pete, I know time is short here today, but I want to get your thoughts on the Viking Chargers on Sunday.
Yeah, I got to tell you something. San Diego, you know, this is an interesting team. They've always been an interesting team. They've never had a lot of defense. Now they finally got a little bit of defense, but it's unfortunately the year that Phillip Rivers has just not been in who he has been in the past. Too many interceptions, and I think that really does play well for a Vikings defense that's aggressive and their ball hawks. I think that really plays well for us this Sunday. But you know what, Phillip Rivers, he could pull a rabbit out, so we cannot just go in there thinking this is an automatic win.
Oh, yeah. I remember all those years at North Carolina State. And he's one of those up or down, man, hot or cold. Hey, Pete, have a great weekend. Speaking of cold, 6 below tomorrow night, so make sure you stay close.
Well, I'm down in Miami right now, Dave, so it's about 70. It's 81 right now. I just looked. So.
Yeah, thanks for bringing that up.
I just wanted to let you know. You know.
All right. Thanks, Pete. I'll talk to you soon. Have an awesome weekend.
Thank you. You too, Dave. Take care.
Pete Najarian, CNBC's Fast Money, and, of course, former Golden Gopher.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.